Hello, everybody. It's Harry Donick. Welcome to Improv Time, Improv with me and my fellows. Today with me, Kobe Clark.
Hello.
Andre Hubbard.
Oh, hi.
Braden Howard. Right, no, you're not Braden Howard. You're Braden Pittman.
Howdy.
And Chris Morris.
Hello.
So this is how it works. People are going to be going against each other. And so I'll give both people a character. You have to act out those characters. And then whoever laughs first loses. The next person goes on to play whoever won against the other person. So who wants to start?
I'll start.
Andre said it first.
All right, me and Andre.
So Andre and Kobe have been on. No, it's Andre and Kobe.
Well, I have to leave in 15 minutes.
Okay, no, there's fine. Okay. Right. So today Kobe is going to be. Braden, help me out here. What do you want Kobe to be?
Kobe will be a police officer, and Andre will be a little kid that called the police. And but there's not an actual emergency.
Boom. I love it. 3, 2, 1, go.
I feel like the police officer should probably talk first. He came to the door, but whatever. I'm going to answer the door now. Ooh, hello.
Hey, what's wrong, kid? What's happening here? What's wrong?
My trampoline broke.
Are you serious? That's the problem here?
That's the issue, and he stole my Pop-Tart.
Who stole your Pop-Tart?
My brother.
Where's your brother? Where's your family? Where's your parents?
At the store buying more Pop-Tarts.
Why are you by yourself? How old are you?
7.
There's a whole SWAT team with me. I came here for a broken trampoline.
I'm actually 7 and a half.
Really? False alarm, boys. False alarm.
No. My Pop-Tart's really gone. My trampoline's fully broken.
What kind of Pop-Tart?
Strawberry. Cinnamon.
And?
Blueberry.
All right, boys. Come on. We got to go help this kid fix the trampoline.
And Andre loses.
What? Andre loses?
You were just laughing.
Kobe openly laughed.
Yeah, but I wanted to give him a chance to actually start. Okay. Because
I didn't know that was the rule. I didn't know the rule was don't laugh.
You've played this before, like twice. Yeah, three times.
I didn't know that's what we were doing. So I'm going against
Braden now. Okay.
When you said 7 and a half, that almost had me.
Okay, so it's now we have Braden Pittman and Chris Morris. You guys will be sharing a microphone. Switch me, actually. Make it easier. So, which one of you, Kobe, won? You want to help me give them prompts?
Okay, Braden, you are an inner city train conductor, okay. And Chris, you are a southern countryman on the train who's very confused and won't listen to the train conductor at all.
Okay, I'm interpreting that as inner city Paris. So,
home, welcome to my train.
What this man? I'm from Georgia, and bro, we ain't got this down there. What it is?
Home baguette.
I don't know what that is. I'm just trying to get to DC. What's a ticket?
Home. A ticket is a small paper baguette.
I don't know what you mean by baguette, but I'm just trying to get to DC. My wife expecting kids, and I don't know how this works. Why are we underground? We can't go nowhere underground.
Home. Baguette is bread.
I don't know what you say about this baguette, boy. I really don't know, but. How are we going to get somewhere underground? I can't see where we going.
Uh-huh. Just get on the train, man. Just.
All right. There you go. Chris is the winner. We have one more round in us.
Chris is the winner.
Braden is the winner. Sorry. No. Braden is the winner. So, Braden Pittman has won the second round. Braden Pittman will be going up against Kobe Clark. Kobe, you are going to be from Boston, New England, okay. But Braden thinks you're from regular England. Oh. So, here you go.
Let me do my vocal warm-ups first. Unique New York. Unique New York.
You stole that from somewhere.
Unique New York. Okay,
I'm ready. Where did you steal that from?
The internet?
No, that was on TV.
I'm ready.
All right. Hey, you know, these Boston sports, the Boston food, man, it's all great down here and up here.
Oh, I don't think he can understand me, Andre. Oi, mate, you got some tea?
I do, man. It's all over there on the harbor.
Tea.
Tea. Ah.
Tea. Like. Tea.
I have tea, like, man. Here? Yeah, we got sweet tea, punch.
You got biscuits. Biscuits, like.
Oh man, we love our biscuits with our claimed chowder.
Cookies. We call them cookies.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Patriots fan. You know that.
You like the Queen?
Yeah, Tom Brady and his wife. He's the king.
The Queen Elizabeth. You know,
I don't think her name's Elizabeth. I think it's like Victoria. I don't even know.
Giselle?
Tom sure.
Brady's wife, Giselle?
So you do know who I'm talking about. Yeah, the king and queen of Boston. New England.
England.
New England.
The king and queen of England. Queen.
No, they queen are the Barbara. The Barbara. Let's go.
The what?
And that is it. Kobe Clark surprisingly coming out with a victory on both.
The ba. The ba da.
I honestly should not give it to you because you broke character, but it's okay. You're going to take it.
Let me play Andre for third.
You want to do one more quick round?
Harry, play me.
Let me challenge play Andre you for third place.
Okay, winner, Kobe Clark gets to pick their prompts.
Okay. Who? Okay. Andre, you are a fast food manager. And of course, Brayden is the he is a person who walks in there and is not happy because there's tomato on her cheeseburger and she hates tomato. A customer. Yes.
And she asked multiple times to have it no tomato.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go.
Welcome to Loser's Bracket.
Oh, it's his Loser's Bracket.
Hello, I'm the manager. How can I help you?
Yeah, I asked for this burger with no tomatoes on it.
I'm assuming there's tomatoes on the burger.
It's just a tomato. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how we win improv session.
Brayden, yet again, has gone into taking just a swing through Loser's Bracket. We see this every week.
Okay, that was really
thank you, everybody, for listening. This was Improv Sessions with Kobe Clark, Andre Hubbard, Brayden Pittman, and Chris Morris. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for having me.